Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivek M. and Alec with your 9 a.m. Zlines. In local news, mining giant Glencore will employ almost 30 international workers at Mount Isa Mines in the coming months. A legacy Outback mining company says it has employed nearly 30 quality foreign workers at its high-profile Mount Isa operations while under fire from National Union for not prioritizing domestic workers. Glencore Chief Operating Officer Troy Wilson said 29 skilled international workers would start roles in the town in the next 2 months, and more were set to immigrate to the region. Mr. Wilson said that a national critical skills shortage was partly driving the international advertising campaign, which had involved company representatives traveling overseas to recruit workers. However, state member for Traga, Robbie Carter, disagrees and said that the company's use of international workers was a ploy to keep its mining wages uncompetitive. Glencore said the company promoted local hiring alongside apprenticeship opportunities. "Everyone is entitled to their opinion, but we're focusing on what we can do here locally in town," Mr. Wilson said. In other local news, a hushed property deal in Brisbane sets a new benchmark as a suburb record and the city's biggest apartment transaction this year. Place New Farms Health Williams this week sold a penthouse for $14.75 million, smashing the suburb record for an apartment in Kangaroo Point by $3.7 million. The luxury property in the Wallen Building of 14/2 Scotts Street includes city and bridge views, expansive entertaining terraces, and a full-floor layout designed for privacy and scale. Mr. Williams, who sold the property in a secret deal, said that city's top transactions were increasingly being shaped by networks and strategy rather than a spectacle. The Kangaroo Point penthouse followed the same strategic playbook Mr. Williams deployed weeks earlier in the sale of Tenrife House, which transacted off-market for the suburb record and the highest sale price of 2026. While that price has not been yet released, industry resources reveal it to be higher than the recent $18.5 million sale of 26 Elliston Road, New Farm.
And in international news, since the 2015 data revealed that the ABC Classic played female composers 2.2% of the airtime, the network championed women's streams, with the project evolving into a multi-day festival of female composers. Today, the classical music world are considering methods to improve industry gender equity, noting a significant increase in fair streaming, with the 2026 APRA MCOS report tracking a 30% increase in performance. Despite the steady positive trend, female composers around Australia still face challenges in the classical music industry, with expert Lee Tugate stating, "When we don't back our composers, there's a knock-on effect for women composers." Australia-wide, the initiative has enabled orchestras to rely on new commissions to address the balance, highlighting the work of emerging over historical talent. If you're attending orchestral concerts, buy a ticket when works of women are at display, Tungate said. And Invertebrates Australia's Associate Professor, Kate Umbers, led a national first self-titled bug nerd network in which 10,000 Bojong moths were tagged to discover their flight path upon leaving Mount Kosciuszko. The moths' strange behaviour led to scientific discovery when the volunteer-led Western Sydney University research team spotted a distinct white dot on the wing of a marked moth tagged with beeswax and eyelash glue. Following 2017, the Bojong moth population decreased by 99.5% and was listed as endangered in 2021, related to the lack of restricted habitats and the cold alpine areas. Umbers cited climate change as an ongoing threat to the species and called upon volunteers to solve the mystery of moth flight paths, hibernation, and breeding rituals.
In international news, the United States Senate failed to pass a resolution that would prevent President Donald Trump from continuing military action against Iran. According to the US Constitution, the power to declare war lies solely with the Congress, not the President. The Senate had proposed a resolution that, if passed, would force Trump to get congressional approval for any military action in Iran. That vote failed 47-52 earlier today, essentially meaning that the Senate supports Trump's actions in the Middle East, including this morning's sinking of an Iranian warship off the coast of Sri Lanka that has killed at least 87 people. Only one Republican, Rand Paul, crossed the floor to vote in favor of the resolution. Another vote on war powers resolutions is scheduled for Thursday local time, and Kentucky Representative Thomas Massie is expected to join Mr. Paul in voting against the majority of Republicans. He previously co-sponsored the Epstein Transparency Bill with Democrat Ro Khanna, and they have teamed up again to introduce this resolution to the House. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a high chance of rain. It's currently 27.4 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.